Welcome to another episode of Huck Adventures. Today we're joined by Charles, CEO of Buddy Insurance. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be here.
Well, I thought we'd dive right in with just giving our listeners kind of an overview and an understanding of who Buddy Insurance is.
For sure. So the team of us who founded Buddy are all cyclists, climbers, snowboarders, and those activities that take us outdoors and, for me, allow me to just kind of be dirty all the time. Those are the things that make life worth living. A few years ago, we realized that lots of the friends who we, who we climb and ride with and go, hit the rapids here in Richmond people have always been hurt, and it's unfortunate, but generally the casualties are usually someone's sort of their physical well-being. But a few years ago, we realized our friends started sending us their GoFundMe campaigns to try to cover their medical expenses. And it seemed kind of crazy that even though people have health insurance, they still weren't able to cover those out-of-pocket expenses when they had an accident. So we started peeling back the layers on the problem. And myself and my two co-founders, David and Jay, we come from diverse backgrounds. So David's a pure technologist programmer who has experience building learning solutions and building customer experiences for large sort of blue chip companies. And he's also a really super sharp, witty, creative. So he found this role in the advertising world of creative technologist, where he built these amazing technology experiences and campaigns that utilize the best of how people behave today in a modern world to build brands. Jay, my other co-founder, comes from an insurance background. He was a partner in a commercial brokerage that they grew up and sold to a bank. So Jay has super deep insurance knowledge. I come from sort of the startup tech world on the marketing and product side. So thinking about, how are we solving people's problems and how are we telling our stories? And so when we put our heads together and we're like, all right, what is going on here? And we realized that there were a few underlying factors that had sort of coalesced into this perfect storm. And the three things that we really identified were a baseline overall increase in the cost of going to the ER, just like how much money it costs to provide the band-aids, the surgery, the overhead of going to the ER. That's going up, and that's been going up significantly for the last couple decades. The second thing that we identified was that people were moving away from HMO health insurance plans to other types of plans like a PPO. And this is even a world that I only sort of have scratched the surface of in terms of understanding. And then the third thing that really started to shift this landscape was the implementation of the Affordable Care Act in 2011. And while there were lots of outcomes that were positive in terms of people getting coverage who wouldn't have had health insurance otherwise, there was also this reshuffling of the health insurance marketplace as health insurers tried to keep up with the new standards and the new requirements. And so all these factors combined created this shift of health insurers to providing more and more high deductible health insurance plans, both to individuals and through employer health insurance. So when we started seeing all these GoFundMe campaigns, that was, 2015, 2016, we started pulling back the data and we're like, oh shit, the average individual health insurance plan has a $4,000 deductible right now. So if that's how I get insured and I go out and break my collarbone on my mountain bike, I'm probably out $4,000 if I have to go to the ER before my health insurance picks up the first dollar. That's sort of one of the big factors. And the other piece is that when you have an accident that leads to an injury, it's not just the cost of paying the bills at the hospital that gets you, right? It's, I may have to miss work for a few days, right? I may have to take an Uber around instead of riding my bike to work or instead of walking or driving to work because my leg's in, a full cast. I tore a hamstring when I lived in New York City. my leg was fully immobilized and I was on crutches, like hobbling around the subway. And it was just this terrible experience. But, you know, at that point it was like, well, I'm using the subway one way or the other, because taking a cab everywhere is going to cost me $100 a day to get around the city. So those are the types of things that, you know, health insurance doesn't even cover. And we thought that we could combine our expertise professionally and our passion for the outdoor community and try to create a solution that was just like our favorite outdoor gear. So what's the fastest, lightest way we can help people get cash if they get hurt? And that was really the genesis for Buddy. And so we provide the first on-demand accident insurance product. And I'll give you the quick overview, and then I'll shut up for a minute and answer any more questions you have. But so the way our product works is that you can get covered for as little as a day or as much as a year and any duration in between. And if you get hurt, we write a check directly to you based on how badly you're hurt and what you need to do to get treated, whether it's staying in the hospital overnight or going to get PT or riding in an ambulance. So the shorthand that we've developed is we give you cash if you crash.
Nice. No, that's an awesome founding of the company, and just really enjoyed hearing the journey that y'all went on to get there. Because, you know, I mean, you hear so many times about different companies that are basically just doing something that another company is doing. They're just trying to do it slightly better than they are. But to hear like that selling proposition of what Buddy is, because it's definitely a need within the outdoor community, you know, I know so many different people that have gotten, you know, injured, whether it's catastrophic or, you know, little things, but accidents always happen, whether you're on the trail running or whether you're climbing, paddleboarding, what have you. So,
And it's been, sort of, a little bit morbid and also just incredibly fascinating, because since we've started Buddy and this year going out and starting to meet way more people in the outdoor community, we've heard just, you know, these incredible stories of things that have happened to people unexpectedly. Some of them have been, you know, in very, very low-key circumstances, like reaching down for someone's water bottle on what they thought was a flat field and hitting a grassed over pothole and going over the bars. Like, those are the types of things where, you know, it's just like, oh God, some of these are just so dumb. And not dumb for the person, but just like accidents where you're like, that's just like almost unavoidable. You know, because you're like, I'm in a totally safe place to do this thing that's very simple that I do every time I ride my bike. And then you, of course, the big harrowing, scary helicopter rescue stories. We've definitely heard a lot of those along the way too. But I think the thing that I get excited about is when we get feedback from our customers who are going out to race or going out for a big downhill day, and they're like, "Yeah, man, I just felt better out there, you know, running faster on the downhills, or I felt better sending it out on the track, just knowing I was covered." And so our mission is actually to help people be fearless in their outdoor active lives. And so the on-demand accident insurance is really just the first step for us in that bigger mission.
Yeah. It's a great tagline too. Cause the idea of being fearless, I mean, just to provide my own, experience with insurance, I went through a period where for about 5 years, my family didn't have traditional health insurance. So, you know, it was always like that thing hanging over you of like, what if something happens? And, you know, I definitely have to say, like, it's great being at a company now where I have insurance, because the ability this year to feel more confident getting out and doing some races, things like that, where there is a certain level of risk that's involved, because, you know, whether it's running on trails that I'm not necessarily familiar with, or even just, you know, that aspect of the weather, you know, not knowing whether or not, you know, that thunderstorm you can hear in the distance is going to come crashing down on you while you're above tree line. I love what you guys offer. I mean, that's such an amazing product, and, you know, especially for the outdoor industry, because there is so much potential within that, especially as the outdoor industry is continuing to grow.
Yep.
So how long have you all been around?
Well, we really launched in earnest at the beginning of this year, so we're still a very new company. The sausage making process of bringing a new insurance product to market is incredibly cumbersome. So insurance is regulated on a state-by-state basis. So we have to file our product and have it approved by each state's government individually, which is, as you might imagine, a somewhat laborious process.
Right.
I think it is the way it is, and no one really has an advantage in the insurance world to get through the process faster. For us, we're like, all right, well, let's go do the thing that's going to take a long time. And our team is made up of people who are comfortable with that. Our director of partnerships just ran the Leadville 100.
Nice.
Ultra marathon's the same kind of thing, right? You're just sitting here like, oh, I'm going to run to this rock, or I'm going to run to this next tree over and over for 20 plus hours. It's like, we're doing the same thing. It's like, oh, I'm just going to change this wording over and over until I get the approval. And they're right. Like, okay, now we're done.
No, that's pretty harrowing experience. So what was it like launching? I mean, I imagine there was tons of excitement, a lot of buzz going on around the company, but I mean, that feeling like you were finally able to deliver this product to the masses.
You know, it's really interesting because we worked for basically 2 years. So I quit everything I was doing at the end of 2016. And we sold our first policy at the end of 2018 on demo day for our Techstars class. And that first sale was amazing, and everything leading up to demo day, you know, felt like we were working toward this amazing goal. And we got there, and it's like, okay, now we're at a starting line. We went from not being in the market to being in the market. We met a bunch of incredible partners early in the year in Arizona, which is the first state we were live in. And for us, that process of launching, you know, is a very important milestone to go from zero to one. And, it's also for our company, you know, just the arrival at the very beginning. You know, there's a long road ahead of us. And as you and your listeners know, the outdoor community is quite sizable. So we've got a long way to go to make sure that we're protecting as many people as need it for all the things that we love to do.
Yeah, no, that's great. How has this first year gone for y'all?
Man, I tell you what, it's been amazing. We've now really started to hit our rhythm on growth. We've opened up 7 states in terms of being approved. And we've started to form some really fantastic partnerships with folks like the Mountain Bike Association of Arizona, Colorado Mountain Club, to name a couple. We're really starting to get to know folks around the industry. I previously worked in the travel tech world, so travel and outdoor have a few overlaps and adjacencies. But I have to say that the outdoor industry, I've found an incredible kinship with, you know, my fellow company founders and operators. So every event we go to where we meet our peers is just like, you know, it feels like, you know, going to camp.
Yeah. No, it's great. So with the launch and taking off, you had mentioned that you all are now in 7 states, and I heard Arizona and Colorado. Do you mind sounding off on some of the others?
Oh, yeah, no problem. So the full list as of today is Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, and North Carolina. So we anticipate next up, hopefully, will be our home state of Virginia and our neighbors just up 95 in Washington, D.C.
Nice. And is the reason why it's not nationwide just because of the state-by-state regulations that you all are working through?
Yeah. So our rollout strategy is, do some fine-tuning in some early states and then expand. And so we are now in the process of closing out a round of funding that will allow us to flip that switch.
Nice. So with the way that it works, is it based on where the user lives, or is it based on where the adventure is taking place?
Yeah. So the coverage today is sold based on your primary residence.
Okay.
So if you live in Colorado, you can get covered for the whole year, go wherever. The other way that people are able to purchase is through partners. So if you're going to, you know, go compete in an event in Colorado and you purchase through that partner, then you're totally covered for the duration of that trip. And so that's sort of how we're handling the regulatory piece. And of course, when we're nationwide, these things will be, these points will be somewhat moot, right? This is the growing pains that we're experiencing as part of the rollout process.
Yeah. And customer feedback has been good.
Yeah. I mean, I think as with anything that you put in front of people, I think we've hit the right happy medium of not being, too focused on being perfect right out of the box in terms of making sure that, like, we've done 10,000 tests of everything. So we do have users give us feedback of like, oh, hey, this is a little wonky. I'm like, oh, yeah, well, I guess we'll go fix that. And we go fix it. But in terms of the insurance product, we've had incredible feedback on it. We've had our first few claims come in. We've been able to take care of those people. And that actually was one of those moments where I was like, okay, cool. This is actually why we started the company, is to help people pay for those expenses. And now we're doing it. And so those were really important points of validation for us early on to have those first couple of claims come in. I think having worked in consulting for some other insurance companies, they may have this feedback, but I never saw it, which was that people who did not file a claim and don't get any checks from us while they're covered write in. They're like, man, I felt so much better just knowing I was covered.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Like that is just such an amazing feeling for us on our side. Just understanding that people are getting value out of what we're doing. And so, it's an exciting reason to get up in the morning, just knowing that you're making somebody's life a little bit easier, a little bit less stressful, and allowing them to go do the things they love.
Yeah, and I love how so much of that is just rooted in, like, the core definition of compassion, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I can't imagine what, if y'all are fielding emails or calls from people, the stories that y'all must hear from people using your product and the impact that the product has on those individuals' lives.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely encouraging for us. And, we sort of look at the very baseline abstract idea of insurance of sharing risk, right? So really, we think about what we're doing the same way that, when you're climbing with a partner, the person on the other end of the rope, you all are responsible for one another, right? And so we look at insurance as a way for the outdoor community to share the risk of pursuing our passions. And so as we grow, that is one of the components about how we want to grow our company. It is an industry that I think is often confusing to just walk up to from the outside.
Right.
And before I started to peel back some of the layers of insurance, it was one that I had not, personally delved into. Mm-hmm. And so the inner workings of how all these things come together are really fascinating. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to travel and meet some folks in the insurance industry as well through this journey. And it is incredibly reassuring to me to meet the heads of innovation at some of the large brand name companies and hear the things they're thinking about. There are plenty of folks who absolutely understand the effect that an ethically designed financial services company can have on people's lives. And they're trying to turn some of these big ships in the right direction. That's encouraging to see an industry, starting to pivot, generally in a positive way. But they're also fighting against, billions and billions of dollars being run through mainframe computer systems and, from whatever year of the 20th century,
right.
in some cases. So, and there are also some who are doing amazing, like, automated, integrated property insurance. So the whole industry runs a real gamut of sort of classical cash and paper based businesses to people doing incredible machine learning and integrated parametric products.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's, it's amazing. I mean, that's, there's so much about, you know, this industry, other industries that are like just shifting into more of that, that mindset. So just out of curiosity, have you had to use your insurance personally?
Yeah, so we're based in Virginia and we are not approved here yet. So we're oddly hamstrung by our own commonwealth here, but we will get there eventually, and I will not try to use it. But if we had been live in Virginia this year, our team would have used it at least once or twice. Jay, my co-founder, dislocated his shoulder in a hydraulic out on the river while he was kayaking. So he had a little trip to the doctor for that one. And I've wrecked my bike a couple times this year, but that's mainly just been like patch up the knees and elbows kind of stuff, fortunately. So I've managed to avoid anything really bad. I guess I twisted a rib this year, and I did go to the orthopedist for that. So I guess I would have had a claim, but you do fun stuff and sometimes you get banged up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely true. And if y'all get out here to Colorado sometime, I'll show you some of the mountain bike trails around here.
Yeah, for sure.
So
what do you ride typically? Like what style?
So
like trail or?
I am pretty mediocre. Like I'm a little bit more gravel than technical trails.
For sure.
All that being said, though, if you came out, I'd be happy to just come out and experience something with you.
Man, I tell you what, once I get up like 10,000 feet, I'm probably going to be sucking wind anyway. I did a fat tire race out there earlier this year, and it was so fun and beautiful in the snow, but I just, like, my lungs were letting me down big time.
Yeah, so out here in Boulder, we're roughly like 5,600.
And yeah.
There's some pretty fun trails. Like, there's mountain bike trails that I have run on, not necessarily mountain biked on.
Okay.
And from a running perspective, they are a blast.
Yeah.
Whenever I think about biking on them, I'm just like, how the heck am I supposed to stop? You know, you're just the nose of your bike is just pointed like straight downhill.
Just keep rolling, man. Keep rolling and you'll get to the bottom eventually.
And make sure you have Buddy insurance while you do that, just in case anything happens. So the other thing with Buddy, when I was looking at the numbers, I mean, the really great thing about it is that, you know, on top of what you might already be paying for your own traditional insurance plan, adding on Buddy is, not to sound like I'm doing a sales pitch for you, but it's actually like really affordable.
That was the idea, you know. I'll do a quick pricing breakdown. So a day is around $10, and an annual policy is around $50 a month as a starting price for an individual. So we wanted to make it palatable for people to buy in whatever duration they wanted. The design side of the insurance product, the math does have to work out. We can't go in the red. Otherwise, we'll have to adjust that. And, you know, with anything that's new, we're going to learn over time. But right now, we are in a nice sweet spot.
Yeah. No, that's really great. You know, it's I think about all the different mountain races that they do out here. And just from a marketing standpoint, you know, the ability of getting Buddy insurance, you know, synced in with all that, because I mean, how awesome would it be? Like if you're paying, you know, $165 for a race entry, that part of that is going for insurance.
Yeah. I mean, it's, we want it to be able to be a no-brainer, and we've definitely worked already with some great race organizers. So we worked with the folks at Mad Racing earlier this year out in Colorado to cover some of their enduro races. We have a great supporter from a gentleman who's got an awesome YouTube channel about his mountain bike race riding and racing called The Crashing Dad. So if you haven't checked out his videos, they're pretty entertaining. So he's become one of our great fans and supporters out there. So yeah, the community has been incredibly welcoming.
Nice. That's awesome.